9. And God has done amazing things through those years. Tremendous answers to prayer. People set free from things. People healed. People's relationships healed. All kinds of things. We invite you to let us know what your need is so we can pray with you. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. We also invite you to join us on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. for the show that Dr. Angel and I do, Go Yard, which means hit a home run in life. And it's life counseling. It's really, it's free life coaching. And it will help you and get you through some of the issues you have. And you can also go to our website, but I'll talk about that in just a minute, or have Dr. Angel talk about that, because we've got to do this station ID right now. All right, we got to do that. Okay, Dr. Angel, talk about what we cover on our show and how to access that on our website.
Absolutely. First of all, what do we cover? If it's happening in life, we pretty much cover it.
There you go.
There isn't a topic I don't think we have not really tackled over the last 4 years of the show. And they can access it going to goyard2014.org. There you can click into radio shows. All of our shows are tagged and titled, so you can find that show that will pertain to what you're going through. So if you're struggling parenting, there's parenting series, or boundaries, there's boundary series, communications, divorce, anxiety, substance abuse, depression, goal setting, like we have just domestic violence. If it's happening in life, there's probably one or many shows or a series for you out there.
Exactly. And they don't take long to listen to. So go to our website. Easiest way, because the titles are there. Mm-hmm. If it's a show that is not up on our website yet, because our webmaster picks them up once a month and updates the websites, both of them, the ministry website and the Go Yard website, you can always go here to tantalknetwork.com and go to podcasts. And a podcast is done of every show that we do. So go to podcast, go down to, for the Thursday night show, you just go to Go Yard, and it's going to open up a whole lot of shows right there for you. For this show, it's called Living the Good Life. So you would go to podcasts after you go to www.tantalknetwork.com, then hit the tab for podcasts and go to Living the Good Life. And there's hundreds, and I'm not kidding, hundreds, probably close to 500 shows, 400 and some. It's a big website. It's got a lot of shows there to access for you to listen to. We do that so that people can learn the word. Talk to us about that, Betty, because so often I think people just don't know where to go to get strong in the word. You know, that's what these shows on our website are all about.
Well, that, and you know, I like that you have them labeled, or you have, you know, the reasoning why we have those shows. Was it for peace? Was it for the love of Christ? Was
right.
it, you know, do you feel alone? All of those shows, even the Facebook post, I'm sure you're going to talk about, that they can go there and they can have, you know, if their time is limited.
You go ahead and talk about it. Go ahead.
Okay, I will.
Got a new one coming up this week, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, awesome. And they're just 11 to 17 minutes long, depending how long the Holy Spirit and what he's given pastor, is that they are middle of the week. You can listen to them. You can listen to them at night. You can listen to them at work. They're very short, but they're very powerful words of God that can help you through your daily life. And there's enough of them that you could listen to them seven times seven.
a lot of them.
They're so inspirational, and they make you think. I noticed that the last one that I listened to, it had such meat to it. It was so filling that I actually had to listen to it twice, just so that, I see what you're trying to tell me. So there is some milk, which is for, it's easier to listen. And then there are times that the Holy Spirit really gets down and tells you, this is what we need to do. This is how we seek peace. This is how we find joy in our life. And it's just, there are variations in each one of those Facebook posts that will help you through your week. And I appreciate each one of those Facebook posts.
Well, thank you. I love doing them. I really do. I enjoy doing them. So go to Beacon of Hope Ministries Facebook posts. And it's the Beacon of Hope Ministries that has the lighthouse with a lot of colors in it. Or you can go to my post, Marcia McAllister post, and you'll find them. And, of course, you can friend us so that you get the them current, coming up live when we're doing those. Probably do it Tuesday morning. Could be Wednesday morning of this week, but we want to get it out there. Didn't get one last week with family emergencies going on. Did not get one done. We also have a ministry in Mexico, and we have a radio station in Puebla, Mexico, that sends out, we send out programming. I do a show in Spanish for that radio station every week. That's really fun. And that those go out with great music and so forth. To the Latin American countries, Spanish-speaking countries. So, and with all that said, if you'd like to contribute to this, the radio shows that go out across the globe, and they do go to many countries and cities across the United States, and, of course, always on the net, tantalknetwork.com. That's how you can find us. But we would love for you to be a financial partner with us. Go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. And go to the bottom of the homepage to donations, and it will open a PayPal place for you to be able to give towards the radio ministry, towards all of this that was going on with Beacon of Hope. Now in our, what did I say today, 17th year? We're going to celebrate our 17th anniversary in October, late September or early October. 17 years we've been doing this. On the air here, 11 years. We're excited about what God is doing through the ministry. And so blessings to every one of you. We're going back in now into our second hour of Living the Good Life. We're talking about resting in peace. And we are going to go to Matthew 11, 28 in just a moment. So often we feel like we are absent from peace because we feel like God's not talking to us. And he talks to us through his word. He talks to us through scripture. He talks to us through verses that come alive to us. He talks to us through shows like this. He talks to us through songs that change our day. He talks to us through maybe just a quick text from a friend. He talks to us through old shows we've done. There's so many ways that God wants to talk to us. And we want to emphasize that. Because Jesus has a lot to say about peace, which we're going to talk more about here in this second hour. And we're going to kick it off with a song by Chris Tomlin. And it is, let me get it set right here, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. And that is an old song, but it is a song that Chris Tomlin has put to music. And I think it's really, it will help you. Listen.
All the way my Savior leads me, who have I to ask beside? How could I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? All the way my Savior leads me, and cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. You spirit clothed immortal, its flight to realms of day. This is my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led.
Amen. He shows us our goodness, His goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. All the way my Savior leads me. You lead me, God. You help me. Isn't that a wonderful realization, Dr. Angel? That there are so many times in our lives where we really don't know how to solve a problem. We're stuck in it. And we're just beat down by it.
Absolutely.
And he says right here, all the way my Savior leads me. He's leading me through the storm. I mean, even David said it in Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes it feels that way. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me, right? He is right here with us. And audience, you need to hear it. He's right here no matter what it is you're going through right now. Talk to us, Dr. Angel, and we'll go back to Betty.
Well, he will lead us, but we got to let him. We got to yield it to him. We got to put him in that place in our life. And I think a lot of times we kind of say, okay, God, lead me. But then we take back the reins
sure.
and we try to lead ourselves. And then we
right.
find ourselves, well, why am I still going down this bad path? And
right.
we got to really yield that and give him that power in our lives.
Which brings me to Matthew 11:28, and let's read this, and I'm going to read it in the Message Bible, and then, Dr. Angel, you have that Bible of yours that's got the other translations
oh, yes,
today?
Yes, I do.
All right, then we'll get it in another translation, but I like Matthew 11:28. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Some of you out there are just over all the religious stuff. Maybe you've been to churches where you've been hurt or things have happened and you just are like, I don't want to hear it anymore. And Jesus said, he was aware of this. And he said, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Right there. Come to me, him. And get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. And work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Wasn't planning on going to these scriptures, but this is what God is saying. So here we are. Are you tired and worn out and burned out on religion? I believe a lot of people are. I believe a lot of people quit going to church because they're just tired of the hypocrisy of the leaders, perhaps. They're tired of people not really caring about them. Betty, talk to us, because so often I think people are just tired and worn out, and they're so busy, they think, I just can't fit another thing in my life this week, you know?
Well, you know, Sunday is supposed to be a day of rest, but our lives have overflown, you know, to try to get as much done as we can before Monday, the start of the work week starts. But that's where we have to rest and know that God is going to take care of us. He's going to handle everything that
yeah.
that we have got going for, and that we have to let him have it, let him take control, take the wheel, and let him drive for a change, and just see how much better the road is that, you know, that he has for you. It's just amazing to me how we get so caught up in our daily lives that we have a tendency to leave him behind. It's like getting in a car and leaving your best friend behind as they're waving goodbye. It's like, wait a minute, that friend you just left behind is the one that you need with you all the time.
Right. Good point.
They, you know, he's available 24/7, 365.
Oh, yeah.
And we just need to to include him more in our daily life than we do now. And don't let man persuade you not to spend time with him, because that's what Satan wants. He wants to keep you away from church. He wants to keep you away from the things that can enlighten you, that
right.
can make you feel victorious. And I sat under a few pastors in my lifetime, and one of the things that I've noticed, especially through Beacon of Hope, is that you do give people hope, and that you're not condemning, as some churches do, that you don't find fault with everything that I do. And that's when you were talking about churches, people getting tired, is they want a message of hope. They want a message of victory.
Right.
And that victory is through Jesus Christ, the Son. And so that's where, if you are not going to a church, find a church that is Spirit-filled, who will enlighten you. When you walk out those doors, you should feel much better than when you walked in.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing what people have gone through in church.
Sure, absolutely.
We've been through a lot. Joe and I have been through a lot in churches.
Right, yeah.
And we were hurt, but, you know, we have forgiven and we've moved on. And by moving on, God has taken us to a different plateau. He's taken us to a different level in Him. And it's because we didn't let that past dictate to us what we were supposed to do.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
That's where Satan wants to keep us, is in the past. He wants to keep us under lock and key so that we don't feel that victory and we don't feel that peace, and that we can find rest through Jesus Christ.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, Jesus understood all that. I mean, for him to have these few verses right here. Angel, what translation? Do you have the NIV or the Amplified?
I have both. So.
Okay, let's read it in both. Let's
okay,
go.
Which verses? 28,
28 29, and yeah.
Okay. So in the Amplified, 30. It says, "Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and lean on me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart.
Yeah.
And you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, recreation, and blessed quiet for your
Ooh.
Souls.
Wow.
For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to bear."
Wow, that is really saying it all right there. And it's our choice. It's this decision thing we've been talking about the last few weeks. We can decide to come to Jesus with our problems. We can decide to say, "I want to hear your voice. God, I want to know what you think about this situation." We can make that decision, or we can make our decision to just continue to stew in whatever is going on. Talk to us about that, Dr. Angel. I think this really... these words of Jesus, he is saying here, walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. In other words, learn that whole way of thinking where you can really live in peace and walk in rest.
Absolutely. That's what he's saying. And I think, you know, when we go back and we talk about religion, I think religion puts so many rules and so many
yeah.
obligations, and it's very hard pressing.
Yes.
I mean, even I think the religion of the time the scriptures was written, people felt overwhelmed with it. You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this for, you know, God's love. And it's not true.
Right.
It's you got to lay it down and accept it. That's what we need to do to have that peace and that relationship. And we have to be willing to yield ourselves. And it's not this huge standard of just rules and expectations. It's relationship.
It is relationship. That's what he's saying here. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. That's what it says in the message. I'll show you how to take a real rest. You know, a lot of times we just think a real rest is not being at work. It's so much more than that. I propose that you can actually be at work and still be at rest. How about that? Because it's what's going on the inside. Graham Cook says, our internal atmosphere dictates the external environment. I'm going to go back to you on that, Angel, before we go to Betty. Our internal atmosphere dictates our external environment. So what's going on the inside of you can cause you to have a good day or a bad day at work, a good day or a bad day when you come home, a good night's sleep or a bad night's sleep. Talk to us, Dr. Angel, on that. We'll go to Betty.
Absolutely, that's true. And that's what we were talking about, that peace coming. It's from inside of us. It doesn't matter what's going on the outside. It is a condition of us inside. And, you know, how what we're feeling inside becomes the view of how we view everything going on around us.
Yes.
And so when we take on that, you know, burdened view, that overwhelmed view, that anxious view, we're seeing everything from that perspective. And so we're feeling extra overwhelmed. But when we say take on that view of joy and peace and yielding to God, then we're not feeling those extra stresses.
Right. Exactly. And that's what we have to do. It's a battle. It's a battle. It's a mindset change. It's a way of thinking differently. God, here's my problem. I'm giving it to you. And I really want to walk with you and work with you like you want me to do. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, in listening to what Dr. Angel was saying, is that once we get into God's Word and we let it inside of us, into our heart, you can actually see an outward change. Countenance changes.
Yes.
There comes a point in our life where we have to give up control.
Right.
And we get to that point where once we give up that control and we let God direct us, no matter what we're going through, it's a battle. There's a battle going on between good and evil. And if you hold on to these thoughts, if you have these things that are tormenting you,
right,
you have to let them go. And there comes a point in time where maybe you can ask your pastor for prayer, or you can ask a friend, say, hey, I'm having this struggle going on within me to help me get through this because I need some extra prayer support. That's where, like, the prayer ministry through Beacon of Hope or the prayer of your pastor or the prayers of a friend can help you get that inward change that you're so longing for,
right.
That rest that you so need for your spirit.
Absolutely, really. And as we really surrender to the process, that's really what I want to say. So often the process is long. Sometimes you battle in an area for a long time. But as you surrender to the process of what God is doing and say, okay, God, I may not understand why this is happening and that is happening, but I need to hear your voice in this. I need your comfort. I need your direction. I need your wisdom. I want to hear you in the midst of this. You are the one I want to listen to. And when we really submit to his voice and him speaking to us, then a song can touch us, a verse can touch us, something someone says on a show like this can touch your heart, and you will find God speaking to you sometimes in very unusual ways. Why? Because he's trying to affect your life. He's trying to interject his peace into your life. He's trying to say to you things like, I got this, child. It's okay. I got this. Don't worry about it. You know, I don't know how this is going to work out, you think, and you say, and he goes, don't worry. I do. I know it's going to be okay. And so this is why we stress on this show, get into your Bible, open your Bible, look at the Word of God, follow these verses as we talk about them, because they are life-changing. Talk to me about all that, Angel.
It is definitely true. They are absolutely life-changing. And I think, you know, when we surrender, we're able to hear him speak to us. I think a lot of times we keep ourselves so distracted
that we don't
get quiet enough to let him talk to us. So, and especially I think when we're going through hard times, there's this thought that if I can just keep moving, like the Energizer Bunny, then I can just keep pushing through this issue or this problem and it'll just go away. And so we're just moving to exhaustion. But sometimes we need to stop and get silent and let him and say, okay, God, I can't fix this. I can't do it on my own, and let him do his work. And it is a process. And I think we live in such a Burger King society, you know, we want it our way and we want it now, that it's hard for us to let a process happen.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going back to Matthew 11:28 a minute, because here it said, come to me, Jesus said, get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. I intended on this show being about walking in peace, and maybe that'll happen on our Facebook post this week. But but Jesus is saying right here, walk with me, okay? And let me show you how to really rest. And for me, that has become times where I'm consciously turning off the problem. I refuse to think about that problem. I am going to lay that at your feet, God. I give it to you, and I'm going to sit here, meditate on your greatness, or meditate on a verse of scripture. And it takes me out of that issue. You know what I mean, Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Takes you out of that issue and puts you in a different place. Talk about that before we do this song.
Absolutely. It's taking our thoughts from thinking about the problem into pumping in the word of God or the truths of God. And so it makes our mind change, so we can't continue to just dwell all the time in it.
Exactly. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, one of the things that if you really concentrate on that particular verse, God wants to make an exchange with you during that verse.
True.
Is he wants to take your burden. He wants to take what is bothering you, no matter what it is. And he wants to exchange it. And you're going to say, what do you mean by exchange it, Betty? He wants to take that burden, and he wants to give you something lighter, and that's his rest. So there's an exchange. He wants to take the burden in an exchange. By giving that to him, he wants to give you rest. And so that's what he's saying when he says, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So you can see the exchange that he's taken. It again, he's taken that heavy burden, and he's letting you rest.
I totally agree. And it's in the time of that heavy burden where so often we get distracted, we get off course, because we're obsessing in a way. We're just thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it and can't figure it out and don't know what to do. And it's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, let's listen to this song. I think it's going to be a blessing to everyone. God Speaking by Mandisa. I love this song.
Sunrise and felt you could not breathe. What if it's here?
praise God. It's the answer right there. He uses all kinds of things. I love that, Dr. Angel. Talks like sometimes he uses a sunset to remind us of how amazing is his love for us. Sometimes it's a smile. Sometimes it's just something somebody says that just gets down on the inside of us. Sometimes we stumble across a Bible verse that just absolutely reminds us of our relationship with God and how important it is to let him speak to us, even through a friend or through a verse of scripture or a song. Whoa, Betty, talk to us about all this. And we're going to go back to Philippians 4 as we kind of conclude this topic in a way. Philippians 4, starting with verse 6. And actually, probably we're going to start with verse 4. But go ahead, Betty, talk to us a minute.
Well, I think that song just kind of sums, I know it's just, you know, we're here at the bottom of our second hour, but that's what I think God is trying to do through this show, is to get our attention. And because he wants so much is to be able to minister to those who need him the most.
Right.
And I think once he gets our attention, that our lives can be so much more rich, can be much more of a blessing. We can be much more of a blessing to people who need us.
Right.
Sometimes the things that we go through are our testimony. The scars that we have can be a testimony as to what God has brought us through.
So true.
A lot of times it is so neat to have someone send you a song that ministers to you, or someone sends you a Bible verse, or someone just sends you a smiley face through an email or a text. Is God's letting you know that someone is thinking about you, because there's something else that just keeps coming back on my mind, is that everyone who's listening to this show today, including us, Nan, Dr. Angel, Pastor Marcia, myself, and whoever's listening, is that when Jesus Christ was on that cross, you were on his mind.
Right.
So
yes.
The things that you went through these last few months and weeks, he's there for you. He's been there. And I know that you've listened to him, but he wants to take you on a deeper path than what you have gone through in the years past. He wants to take you to a deeper, a higher level. And to be able to get there, he's got our attention today through this show.
Amen.
Through his word, through the scripture, he's telling us, I am with you.
I am with you.
I love you, and I will care for you. I will care for you because I love you. And that song at the end, just the words at the very end, I love you so much.
Right. So right on, isn't it?
I mean, how much more?
That's it.
How much more simplistic does it have to get, guys?
Right.
For us to realize there is someone. We are not alone.
We are not alone.
We've never been alone, even no matter what we're going through. And I'm ministering to self right now, because no matter what I see or I feel, God is working on my behalf. And he is to yours too, listener. He is working on your behalf.
Absolutely. Dr. Angel, comment on all that, will you?
Wow. That, first of all, I will attest personally, Miss Betty, that it is such a blessing to get a scripture or a song right when you need it in those moments. Because sometimes when you're going through it, you do feel really alone, or and you just need that little boost of encouragement. And when they come, it's usually at the most perfect time. And I appreciate the boost that you've been sending me, I'll tell you that for sure. But we aren't alone.
Right.
You know, God's there, and he places us on the hearts of people to pray us through and to let us know and encourage us that it's going to be okay. It may not feel okay. It may not look okay. The circumstances might just be super overwhelming, but it's okay.
You're exactly right. Philippians 4:6 in the Message Bible. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Some of you may be out there saying, I can't imagine how I couldn't worry about what I'm going through. It's on my mind all the time. And we're going to remind ourselves of these verses again. We talked about them a few weeks ago. Philippians 4:6, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Praying is just talking to God. We emphasize that a lot on this show. Praying is not the old English way of thou and thy and prayeth and E-T-H on the end of every word. It is simply talking to God. And let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. So that is talking about when you're beginning to find yourself inundated with worry and how is this going to work out or that's going to work out. You begin to praise God. Begin to thank Him for the answer before you see it. You say, Pastor, you say that all the time. You know why? Because it works. Because I live it. Because I know every day that if I allow myself to go down the path of worry and frustration and how is this going to work out and me trying to figure out how it's going to work out, I will end up more frustrated, more worried, more scared than if I start praising God and thanking Him for the answer before I see the answer. Because there is an answer. Sometimes we cannot see it at all. Let God know your concerns, and before you know it, a sense of wholeness. Everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. So here's the formula. You begin to worry. You begin to get stressed. You find yourself 3 hours later still gazing off into the distance, thinking about what if this happens? What if that happens? And then I can't do this, and then this is going to happen. And it says right here so clearly through the pen of Paul, let your requests be made known to God. Tell Him. Let God know your concerns. That is what it takes. And I think, in general, people are very eager to stew and worry and talk about the problem, but they are very reluctant to talk to God about the problem, Angel. That's been my experience as a pastor. And do you want to talk about that?
Oh, I definitely agree with you. I think it kind of just boils down to, like, you know, we profess, you know, God's there and God can take care of any problem. But when it comes down to, like, really deeply living it, I think a lot of us really fall short.
Yes.
And, you know, we're reaching out for human hands because we can see them with our eyes. We can feel them. You know, they're right there. They're tangible. But we're not reaching out for our heavenly eyes and our right. heavenly arms.
Yes.
For some reason, maybe we're not fully convinced that He's really there.
Yes, maybe
or
that's
really going to do it. Or just in case He doesn't, I'm going to get some peeps who really will
right.
be there and support this or whatever. And I think that kind of boils down to, like, what do we really believe of God deep down in our heart when we're going through trouble? Where do we reach?
You're exactly right. And if we go back to this verse, let petitions and praises, verse 6 of Philippians 4, shape your worries into prayers. I mean, Paul is acknowledging that we're worry warts, okay? He says, let your petitions and praises. So you tell God, okay, here it is. And then you begin to praise Him and thank Him for the answer before you see it. And it becomes your prayer. Lord, I praise You that You've got this situation. Blah, 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 blah. That's the situation. You got it right there in your hands. Thank You, Lord. I've just told You what it is again. And Lord, I praise You now that You have the answer. I thank You from the bottom of my heart that I cannot fix it, but You can do whatever You want to do in this situation. Letting God know your concerns. Now, I like the next phrase very much. Before you know it, it's almost instantaneous, guys. A sense of God's wholeness. His wholeness, that's His peace. Some translation says the peace that passes understanding. God's peace, His wholeness. You feeling like you're okay. It's going to be all right. You're feeling okay about it. Everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. That is a promise. You give it to God. You begin to praise Him for the answer before you see it. And a sense of God's peace everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Betty?
Well, I think as soon as you open your mouth and you ask for God's help, that sends the worry, the anxiety that the enemy has put upon you, and it sends it right back where it came from.
Right.
Because you took the time. You yourself, we proclaimed it. We
right.
have professed it. We have spoke it with our mouth.
Right.
That is the, yes, we have a problem, but there is a provision
right.
for that. And it says it right here in Philippians is exactly, make it known. Say,
yes, yes.
Help me, God, with this problem. It doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have to be, we cometh now, Lord, on thou behalf.
Right.
It's like, okay, just like I'm talking to you and Angel
right.
and
right.
listening on this now. It's like,
yes.
Jesus, hey, buddy, it's me.
That's right.
I've got this issue with anxiety that I'm facing about the work week that I have coming up. Can you help me with that?
Right.
Bam. I mean, just the snap of a finger, it's already, you've proclaimed it. You've put the stake down. You've said it. Now believe it. Receive it. And tell him, just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for taking this burden off of my
right.
back so I don't have to share it on Facebook.
Right.
Because the creator of heaven and earth just took your little petition, your little prayer, and he's going to turn it around for your good.
And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness. Everything
Amen.
Coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. I don't know about y'all, but I would much rather live knowing that my God just took that issue because I can't fix it. I gave it to him, and now I can go about relaxing, watching a nice baseball game, or those are coming up again soon, football game, whatever. I can relax knowing that I don't have to stress and worry about this all day and all night because God took it. Angel talk.
Well, yeah, then we can release it and keep moving forward.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need to be. And why? Why do we want to carry it around? And I really think that, and one of you kind of touched on this, that so often we carry it because it gives us something to talk about with people. You know, it gives us something to say, this awful thing happened. It's one thing to tell facts. It's another thing to get wallow in the facts, right?
Absolutely.
Angel, there's a difference. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there are some folks who do like to hold on to things because they want people to give them that empathy and sympathy and compassion. And, you know, that we can get compassion and emotional needs met by not having to have problems all the time. We can
right.
just use our words. You know, I can need a little compassion right now just because I'm feeling lonely. You know, we don't have to create or hold on to things longer than we need them to have that
right.
human relationship. But I think a lot of people keep it for that human connection.
They do. And a lot of times it is that victim mentality, or it is that attention getting thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? How much better our lives would be if we just said, you know what, God, here it is. I'm going to do my very best not to stress about this for the next hour. Get through an hour, and then mm-hmm. go to the next one.
Moment by moment.
Moment by moment. So in this series, Resting in Peace, it has been very, very important that we understand that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's who he is. He said that his parting gift to us in John 14:25-27, my parting gift to you is peace. Here's what I leave you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. In other words, you have control over whether or not you live in a troubled heart. Whether your mind is totally cluttered with anxiety and stress and worry, you have control. He said, let not your heart be troubled. In other words, you have some say over that. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in him. Okay? Give it to him. We did this song at Beacon this morning. I want to do it again. I believe it's going to help some of you really understand what we've been talking about. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Do we? Yes.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. The grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
God, we need you. We need you with all of our hearts. Lord, we're a people that so often get confused, bogged down, stressed out of our minds, worried, fearful, anxious, not knowing how we're going to get through the next situation, not even knowing sometimes how we're going to get through the next hour. But Lord, our cry to you today is, Lord, we need you. You are the Prince of Peace. You are our peace and our rest. We come to you. We cry out to you today as a people who need the Spirit of the living God to invade our lives to such an extent that we know beyond any doubt that you are taking the situation, the problem, the disease, whatever it might be in our lives, you're taking it. And you're working it out for our good. And Lord, we need you. We need you. And the more we realize how much we need you, the more we will learn to walk in your peace and your rest. We cannot solve these things ourselves. Lord, we need you. Lord, touch every heart that listens now or in the future to this show. Let it ring true in their hearts. This message of your peace for each of us. Let the message that we can't do it on our own ring true in our hearts and remind us that we must give you these burdens and these cares so that we can rest, because you said your yoke is easy, your burden is light. You take it. We can't. We choose to come to you and give it to you today. I encourage you, audience member, wherever you are, whatever those items are, maybe that's a whole long list of things you need to write out and say, God, here it is. Here's all this stuff I can't fix. Here it is, God. Whatever it is, give it to him right now. Could be one thing. Could be 25 things. Whatever it is, give them to God. And then you will find that sense of wholeness and of his peace coming over you as you thank him in advance that he has the answers. We give you the glory and the praise for the show today. We give you the glory and the praise for the answers you have provided for us today through your word. You are a mighty God, and we love you with all our hearts. In Jesus' name, this we pray. Amen and amen. Nan, you got a poem during that last song?
Yes. I'm here for you, my precious child. Of these words, will you now believe? I love you with all of my heart. Of your pain in life, I can relieve. Rest in the peace that I offer this day. You will feel such a warmth from me. Believe that I will give you rest. Of this principle, will you now see? Rest in peace, it'll be okay. Let my peace engulf you right now. You can have peace for this time. You will have it because of my power.
Good poem. Praise God. That's God speaking to us through these poems that he gives Nan during some of the shows. What a blessing. What a blessing. It's an invitation to live in the peace, isn't it? It's an invitation to walk in peace. Betty got a couple seconds here, or maybe a minute or two here, and then we'll go to Dr. Angel and get it.
If with your permission, I would like to read a scripture from Isaiah.
Please do.
Isaiah 40, 28 through 31.
Yes.
God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to drop out. Uh-huh. For even young people tire and drop out, and young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. Mm-hmm. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Mm. And I stand on that scripture almost every day, is that, I get tired and I get frustrated. And I find myself, you know, lagging in my own sorrow. But once I read that scripture, it gives me, it renews my strength.
Right.
It renews my faith to know that I have a God who loves me and a God who cares for me.
Amen.
And a God who has come to give me rest and to
yes.
give me peace. And I pray that this day for all of you and for all of our listeners now and, you know, in the future, I just pray God's peace and rest upon you this day in Jesus' name.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Betty. That was excellent. Love those verses. Angel?
Well, this has been a very powerful show for sure. And I think that there's a lot of people out there who aren't in that peace, and they want it and they desire it, and they're not sure how to get it. And I think we've really covered just laying it down before the Lord and trusting him.
Yes.
That's where the peace comes from. Peace is not going to be evidenced by your circumstance changing on the outside. The peace comes from within you, deep within you.
Yes.
And once you have that, it doesn't matter if there's the storm going on the outside. That peace will be carried everywhere you go.
Right.
Because it's inside of you. And just learn to yield and give it up. Make that choice.
Absolutely. Wow. Exactly right. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Dr. Angel. Thank you, Nan, for your contributions on this show. As always, this show will be up on podcast this evening. You can listen to it again and again. Tell people about it, tantalknetwork.com. And we really encourage you to go to our podcast page there, listen to these shows over and over again, get the Word of God down on the inside of you. This is what God desires for each of us. We remind you to send your prayer request to prayers at bohmglobal.com. Send your praise reports too. That we want to hear from you, your praise reports. We also would love to hear from you in any other thing that you'd like to contact the ministry. You can contact me directly, pastor at bohmglobal.com. It's the email address, pastor at bohmglobal.com. And we will try our best to get an answer to you. And we just encourage you to tell people about the show. If you want to become a financial partner with us for the radio broadcasts, go to our website. It is www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations, and it will open a PayPal screen. Also, visit our website for all a bunch of shows, hundreds of shows that will bless you and help you understand the Word of God better. Betty, a final little thought, and then we'll run over to Angel for about a 30-second thought, real quick.
Well, I just pray that the peace of God rests upon you this day, and that you will give exchange your burden, for his yoke is light, and let him minister to you. And I just pray again that you find the love and the peace and the joy that you so are searching for.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Thank you, Betty. Appreciate you being on, as always. Go ahead, Angel.
Well, she summed that up so beautifully.
She did.
And I agree with her 100%. And you just pray in that the peace just will permeate all through all of our listeners, because that is where that freedom really is. And
that's
that we
exactly
will just
right.
learn to keep seeking him.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Dr. Angel. It's been a great day here on Living the Good Life, and we're looking forward to the show next week. I'll be out of town, and Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, will have the show. Tune in again next week right at 3 o'clock for Living the Good Life, and I'll see you again 2 weeks from today right back here in this chair. And God bless you, and remember that he cares about every detail of your life. Seek him, search him, and he will be found. God bless you. Have a great week. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Dr. Angel Fazzoni, Betty Thomas, and Ann Watson bringing you the Word of God this day. God bless you.